Hi guys, and welcome back to Unapologetic. This is our Christmas
Yay!
episode.
Merry Christmas! If you are new here, thanks so much for tuning into our show. And if you are coming from our last episodes, welcome back.
Yes, Merry Christmas and
Merry
happy
Christmas!
holidays.
I love Christmas.
I do too.
Best time of the year for sure, right?
Yeah, it's so homey. It gives like homey vibes.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Please don't mind my pajamas.
Yeah, as you can see, we're very comfortable here on Unapologetic today. We have our Christmas gear on. What's wrong with your pajamas?
Shrunk. Well, the sleeves. So, and I was not about to just have them be like this.
Right,
so.
Flooding in the wrist.
Yeah, so here we go.
I'm like, I feel like this episode, well, okay, first of all, this is for all of our listeners, right?
Okay.
But especially the ones, you know, there's those listeners out there that don't maybe have a family to share Christmas with. Maybe your family is working, maybe, I don't know, for whatever reason, you are alone on the holidays, so we got you.
So yeah, we have some games to play. Just a fun, relaxing episode, really.
Yes.
Like, nothing too crazy, but how was your day? What'd you do today?
So, believe it or not, I ran around all day today trying to find these damn pajamas.
No way.
I did, because here's the thing, you guys. It's around the holiday time, so you already know when you order something, it is not about to come on time.
Yeah.
Actually, I have two Christmas pajamas coming. They'll be here just later than the show today. So this is my third pair.
Are you gonna return the other?
I want to say that I'm going to, but I think we know that I'm not.
You just
going
never
to.
Know. Yeah.
Yes.
But those are actually really cute.
I know, these are actually at Walmart, you guys. Like,
yeah,
they actually had so many options. So if for whatever reason after Christmas you're still looking for some pajamas, run to Walmart, because the thing is, Target has cute ones too, but like, they're sold out.
Yeah,
like they're ran through. They just have the ones that are like not even Christmas looking, you know, maybe like
I liked Target's Grinch ones. Did you see those?
No.
Oh, it was so cute. It was like, well, I guess I didn't really like the fit. It's like the regular like button up pants fit, like the baggy.
Oh yeah.
Like,
yeah,
you know
yeah.
what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
But it was cute because it was like Grinch. It was cute. I'll have to show you a picture. But
is it like the ones like they had last year, like the green and the red stripe? You know what I'm talking about?
It's like kind of, I'm gonna pull up a picture, but the ones you have, like, those are so cute, and those are perfect.
I love, yeah, it ended up working out fine. But I had to check a few different stores. I don't know why I didn't think, you know why, is because at first I was on a hunt for onesies, and that's what's coming in the mail, and for whatever reason it's so hard to find a Christmas onesie.
I know,
I thought that was so common.
No, I thought it was too, and there's actually like no cute ones. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I'm like, we need to open a business.
No,
something.
I didn't. Oh, side business. Side
look,
business?
These are the
they're
cute, so
cute,
right? The Christmas Grinch ones.
Wow,
they're cute.
I love those. I love those.
Yeah.
How was your day?
It was good. I didn't do anything. Actually, I was like up till 4 a.m. last night.
Oh my God.
No, but this time I had a reason. I was editing pictures because I just took the pictures from.
Oh yeah.
So I was trying to edit the pictures because I don't know, I didn't want her to get impatient, so I just was editing the pictures all night so I could have them done by today, which is the lighting and stuff, you know what I'm saying? But so I woke up pretty late today. Well, it's a lie, I woke up at 9.
Oh.
And then I was like,
you went back to sleep.
Yeah. So I went back to sleep.
I don't know what it is, like during the weekends I just cannot sleep in to save my life. Like,
yeah,
this morning I think I woke up at like 7:30.
That's a good thing.
It is.
I would
it
rather
is.
Be like that. I swear I'd rather be like that.
It is, but I'm like, then I'm tired, you know? I
don't
know.
Oh yeah, like you get tired quick.
Yeah, like at 9 o'clock I'm like a grandma, I'm ready to go to bed.
No, you were saying you're running around, which is so funny because when you said you ordered like so many pajamas, when I took our family pictures for this year's Christmas, so I wanted to do like an earmuffs, like I wanted Adelaide to wear earmuffs and me to wear earmuffs.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like a cute snow picture,
right?
Just not in the snow, but
in the desert.
And like everything on Amazon was coming too late, right? So I like ordered 3 of them in hopes that like one of them would come early or whatever, and then I was like, you know what, let me go to Target because Target supposedly had some, and I actually got some from Target.
Oh,
then I forgot them all. No, I'm not kidding you. So we got no earmuff picture.
No.
Yeah.
You forgot them at home?
Yes. So yeah, it's okay though.
Are you doing like, is it like a Christmas card? Like, are you?
Yeah, I think I'm gonna send it out again.
Cute.
Yeah, I know, although I don't know how many people. But I sent it to you guys. And
yeah,
stuff, so
yeah. No, I
I'll
still
just send
have
it.
That one.
Yeah, I'll just send it again. But yeah, and post it on social media. So,
yeah. No, that'll be good.
Yeah.
But since it's since it's Christmas, I have some Christmas questions for you.
Okay.
First of all, I don't know if you guys noticed from like the past three episodes, from our pilot, from our like commercial that we posted, we've had like this Christmas decor here since November. So it is safe to say that I'm one of those people that as soon as Thanksgiving's over, actually maybe even a little bit before, I'm decorating for Christmas. I'm so excited. So when do you start?
Okay, like, wait, I'm so glad you said that, because no, I want to know what the problem is with these people that are decorating November 1st. No, because why
because
are we
Halloween's
putting
over,
but November 1st?
I'm like, why not?
That is crazy. You said as soon as Thanksgiving's over.
Scientific fact is that people that decorate for Christmas early are happier people.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I just want to say I did decorate like literally right after Halloween.
You're like November 2nd.
No, I did, but like I did because I was like, okay, everyone's decorating, but I literally said it in one of my vlogs. I was like, wait, I could have sworn when I was younger, like, it was either for Thanksgiving because you hosted Thanksgiving.
Right.
Or if you didn't host, then it was right after Thanksgiving that you put up the tree.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
No, it usually is. It usually is after Thanksgiving.
That's why I'm like, okay, November 1st, you guys,
that's a little quick.
September 1st for Halloween.
Right.
No.
See, and there's people that do that, too. I'm like, that's insane. Just about their holidays, I
Your
guess.
Your pumpkin's going to go moldy.
You know... Soggy. Ew, I hate when they're soggy. You know one thing? When I was younger that I swore when I was older, when I move out, get my own house, that I was going to do is I'm like, oh, I'm going to go full. What's that movie Christmas with the, is it the
Grinch?
No.
Oh. Well, I'm like, were they string up the lights?
You know what I'm talking about? You guys know what I'm talking about. Anyways, they went crazy with their outside lights. And I was like, oh, that's what I'm going to do. We're going to have like the littest house on the block. I have no lights outside. And I probably won't because I'm not getting on the roof.
Yeah. No.
Like, it's too much.
I don't think. See, okay. Since I have Adelaide, I probably will, but not even next year. Well, actually, no, because she'll be like 2.5. Like, when she knows, that's when I'll do it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. See, that's when it counts.
Yeah.
And it's like, the other thing is, like, I still want to right now. But time flies by so fast. Yeah. Before you know it, it's December 20th, and you're like, okay, is there really a point?
You know what I like? You know what I'm saying? And since, like, I feel like a lot of homeowners do it. Well, no, I don't feel like a lot of homeowners do it. That's a lie. But I feel like they might start, because I think it's a new theme. It's, like, the permanent ones that stay there. You don't see them, but, like, you turn them on only when it's, like...
I would love that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be so
Yeah, nice. You know, that's, like, a new theme. And I swear, like, the house in the beauty in this neighborhood, like, they have really nice ones, and they look like that. The permanent ones, the
and
red and green ones.
Throughout the year.
Yeah, no. Hmm. Or something like that. But yeah, it's a thing.
They're like $5,000.
I'm like, never mind.
But I'll just put them up.
But no, I really do love like the deers, the ones that move, or like the presents, like you said earlier. Like, those are so cute.
Yes.
But I even have like little hanging ornaments, like light up ones.
Yeah. No, they're so
but,
cute.
Okay, you know what makes the blow ups cheesy? It's when it's like little ones and they're just like. Do you know what I'm saying?
What?
Like, scattered, like, blow-ups that, like, I feel like one big, like, blow-up one is cute.
Yeah.
But, like, little mini blow-ups, I'm like, that's
when
so ugly.
No, I like the ones where, like, I've been seeing a lot more this year. I think these are, like, newer, but, like, ones where they have, like, Santa, like, looking like he's climbing up the roof
yeah.
like, in the window.
Yeah.
Or, like, the Grinch taking off the lights.
Yeah,
like,
that could be
so
fun.
Cute.
But the, like, little, I'm like... Pop.
Just kidding. Okay, Grinch.
I'm just kidding. No, I'm just kidding.
No. But the tree, yeah, the tree went up early.
When'd you put your tree up?
I think it was a little bit, right? Was it a little bit after Thanksgiving or was it before?
A little after.
Yeah, it was
after Thanksgiving. Yeah, and that's not like.
It's normal.
That's normal, right?
Yeah. Okay.
That's normal.
No, because why today when I was running errands, I passed by Lowe's and, you know, they have the real Christmas trees.
Yeah.
They have them outside. There's tons. I'm not talking one or two. Tons of people picking one out and getting
really?
It. I'm like, sis.
Well,
it's
probably,
today.
Wait, yeah, but, you know, they probably, well, actually, no, I don't know how long they last because I've never gotten one, but they probably, you probably.
No, they do. They last.
They last a long time.
But I'm just like, okay, you're going to get it on December 18th and you're going to keep it till what?
Right.
February?
But you know what's funny about that too is my dad would also get real trees. He was big into Christmas. Like now, I mean, his wife, well, I don't know, like now they do put up a tree, but they used to not because his wife didn't celebrate. Like she's, how do you say, like Jewish? Like
yeah.
She celebrates Hanukkah. Don't make me laugh.
What is funny? funny about that.
I didn't want to like say it wrong, right. So I was like, but before that, like, he was huge into Christmas. Like, he had like the whole, okay, you know how people have like the whole village set up that they put, yes, like on tables? He, yes, had that, but like it was Rudolph theme, so, mm-hmm, it was cute. Like, it was so fun. Cute. It wasn't like, oh, I can't touch it. Like, yeah, it was, it wasn't cute. Like, yeah,
the church. Yeah, chapel.
Yeah, dude. I'm like, they like, yeah.
You're right.
But in the real tree and the reindeers outside. No, he like loved decorating for Christmas.
Yes, yeah. That was like my grandma for me. She, really? Would have the like same thing, the table, but hers, yeah, was like Pillsbury Doughboy like theme. Yeah. So it was like Santa baking or Mrs. Claus baking. Yeah. And it was just the cutest, yeah, thing. Every time I think Christmas, I think of your grandma.
Now, mind you, my mom did too. I'm just saying, like, I feel like for a guy that's so like, yeah, you know what I'm, yeah, saying? Like, cause it's not like they were together. So, yeah, like to go to my dad's and he had this whole setup, I was like, wow, right, you know? Cause, cute, of course my mom did, yeah, you know? But, yeah. Yeah, that's the one thing that my mom always made sure that we had lights up, and it would be me and her hanging them lights, really, on the house. Yes, it? Yes.
I don't know. But I gotta get them earlier next year, maybe.
Or when you have kids. Honestly, yeah, yeah, I'm not, yeah, gonna lie to, right, you, because
like I'm gonna go outside every day. And no. Feel the joy myself.
You're like drinking your coffee.
I'm like backing out at 5 a.m. I'm not worried about no lights. No, but they're cute. I love, yeah, seeing houses that go all out.
I do too. I like going to look at them.
Me too.
Right?
Yeah. Just around the neighborhood. Yes. This is a good neighborhood too, like in, yeah, where we live.
Mm-hmm. We're so like, say your whole address. I know, like,
find it yourself. But actually, I guess I'll save that
for later.
Yes.
Wait, before we even get into other stuff, you know what I need to talk to you guys about? It's not even a topic. Is, okay, last night, tell me why I was doing a night routine, right? Mm-hmm. Like, just take my makeup off and stuff, yeah, that I've been doing recently. And I had realized, I was watching back the video, and I looked at the video, on my forehead, there's, like, two spots that have, like, no makeup. Like, two spots that are just, like, not bald spots, but literally, like, just the makeup's gone.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what the heck? Like, wait, first of all, I was like, was I walking around like this all day?
Oh, like you're saying before you even, no, started?
Yes. Like, yes. I'm like, when I entered the video saying, like, you know, I was like, like two spots. Okay, right? And I'm like, okay, like, I need to figure out when this is happening, because, like,
what is that from?
Most of the time I film doing my makeup, right? Yeah. So I'm like, obviously, and I know how to do my makeup, so obviously I can't just miss two spots on my forehead. I'm telling you, it's the exact same spots on these, like on
this,
the sides.
This happens repeatedly, you're saying? Like, this is not a first,
well,
time
I went back and I looked at one of my other night routines, and my forehead was also like that. Really? Okay, yes. And actually, I have to, oh my gosh, I have to show you so you can see what I'm talking about, because it's like, I'm not even joking you.
That is so,
do you see,
weird,
that?
What could that be from?
Okay,
did,
so,
you figure it out?
I did investigating, yes, because I was like, there's no way that I'm missing it. Like, and obviously I filmed myself getting ready. Like, yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's only when my hair is like straight, like it's not styled, right? Like, it's either slick straight or, yeah, just down like that.
Yeah.
And it's because I put my hair behind my ears, my thumb rubs across my forehead when, oh, I do that, and I do it so often that it rubs off my makeup, because I also don't use setting spray.
Oh.
And I probably should.
I'm like, wait, I'm trying to like picture, see, but I'm like, what do you do? Like, how,
yeah,
do you do
I literally, well, I have a hat on, but like,
you're like,
no, it's my thumbs. It's literally my thumbs, but it does rub across my forehead.
I guess if you do it repeatedly, yeah, then that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I do it. I guess I do it a lot. Yeah. Yeah. And I was like, no way. And
so now you're going to just be like,
now I have to like pay attention, and I guess I have to get set. I've never used setting spray, but.
See, like, I don't know
if it makes a difference.
I don't think it does.
Okay.
I feel like maybe, I don't know. Mm-hmm. That's like, that's controversial right there. Some people like live by it, and I do use it sometimes, mm-hmm, but I don't feel like in that situation, like maybe it makes it last longer, but like, mm-hmm, I don't feel like if you're like repeatedly doing that, like setting spray is gonna help,
it's gonna
it
go
not
away anyway,
yeah, like,
right,
it's gonna come,
yeah,
off too.
Like,
yeah,
I have to be more aware, I think, because, yeah, I realized that's what it was from,
yeah,
but I was like,
how funny.
I know. But I was like, no way that I have two spots on my forehead.
So the other times that you filmed, like, did you just end up,
it was like that, but it wasn't as like, I don't know why, I think this time because I filmed at my vanity, and at my vanity I have those bright lights. And so it's way brighter than my bathroom is. So you can see. Yeah. So I think I really noticed it in that video versus my other like night routine. So I was like, oh my god,
that is so funny.
I know.
That's funny.
I know.
Your habits.
Yeah, I was terrible.
You just don't even realize.
I know. I know. Okay. Anyways, are we going to, what do you want to get into first?
Well, I was going to ask you, like if you have any Christmas traditions.
Oh, Christmas traditions. Okay. So you know what's funny? Yeah. So usually with like, so I'm Hispanic, I'm Mexican, and wait, aren't you mixed too?
Not with Mexican.
Oh. But wait, what are you mixed with again? I know Filipino. That's it though?
Yeah, Filipino and white.
Oh, I thought you had a little bit of Hispanic in there. Mm-mm. I don't know why I always thought that. Mm-mm. I'm her best friend, I promise. I just thought that.
I'm like.
But no, I swear. Okay, just Filipino. No, I knew Filipino.
Yeah.
But so yeah, usually we open open gifts on Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
That's like what we do.
Because that's like the day that you celebrate it, right?
Yeah.
That's like Christmas.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. But my
wait, why is that? Is that like, what
it's,
is.
Honestly, you're asking the wrong person. Oh, okay. I probably know.
Because I always
and
knew
I should
that,
know.
But I never knew why necessarily.
I promise I know. Just, like, I just can't think of it. Mm-hmm. But my mom, I think, wanted to be, like, more traditional. Like, still open on Christmas Day.
Yeah.
So, on Christmas Eve, she would have one gift that we would, well, she would get it for herself because I was always younger, you know, like I wasn't an adult yet,
right?
And then
that she would open for herself.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah. And then she would get one for me, and it was pajamas, so she would get Christmas PJs to wear the next morning for us.
That's
like
cute.
You know, not like matching but like coordinated.
Yeah.
And she'd get one for herself to open and for me to open, and that was like our little tradition. So maybe I'll continue that with
yeah,
Adelaide.
You should.
Yeah,
you
and
should.
Then usually go to my family's house. Usually I think dinner is on Christmas Day. I don't think, because Christmas Eve we'll be at home with our families. Actually, it depends. I honestly can't remember. My memory's so terrible. But yeah, anyways, what about you?
Do you guys do like full course dinner,
tamales,
like,
because that's like a big
like
thing.
You know how people do like a ham?
Yeah,
or this and that.
Sometimes a ham, but it's mainly the tamales. And
I'm like, if you do that this year, you need to bring me one.
I know,
because I literally
so
never have them.
Really?
Never. Like, it's actually weird because every year my aunt would bring it over to my grandma's, but they would like get it from somewhere.
Really?
And like, I would never take any. I would never even eat it. I don't
no,
know why.
You need to try my family's.
Yeah, no,
they're
I need
so
it.
Good.
I need it.
Did you know what's so think. Funny is one of my cousins, but she's from New York. So I don't know if it's like, I don't know what they'd be doing out there. Okay. We don't see her that often, but she came one Thanksgiving like years ago, back when my mom was still here, and she didn't know how to eat a tamale, and she bit it
the whole thing.
Yes. I'm like, no way. It was so funny. But yeah, I'll have to bring you some.
Yeah, no, you need
yeah,
to.
I'll bring you some. But what do you guys do?
So as far as tradition, see, you know, I used to think that we didn't have any traditions, but now that you're saying it like that, I'm like, I guess that is true. So usually my mom like allows my sisters, because mm-hmm. my sisters are younger, but I think even us at the time when we were younger, to open at least one present mm-hmm. on Christmas Eve. And then the next day we usually all always go to my mom's to open gifts.
Okay.
Like that's the thing. Actually before too, we used to have a Christmas party every Christmas Eve,
oh.
but my aunt had moved to Cali and mm-hmm. she moved back now, but it's been just kind of different ever since. But, yeah. So then on Christmas morning, she usually either makes full breakfast, but if she doesn't, it's always cinnamon rolls. Like
ooh,
she always makes her
cinnamon
rolls. So good.
Like homemade?
That. Yes. And then I will always stop at, ooh.
What? What?
I was going to say, we always stop at Starbucks. Don't cancel me.
And get like what? Hot chocolate?
Whatever, whatever.
Okay, okay.
Literally, like just one of us would always stop, but usually
yeah.
it's us now, and we, you know, get for everybody.
Yeah.
And then we open gifts, and then one thing that my mom always does every year too is she always, always for dinner makes pot roast. Like,
ooh,
if she doesn't
roast.
Make breakfast, it's pot roast no matter what
okay.
every single year, and it's so good.
That's,
we look forward to
yeah.
it every single time.
That's so funny. My mom's probably like hearing me be like, what did she just say? Because I used to never like pot roast, but
really?
Now as an adult I like it. Yeah,
like why?
I don't know, like stew or pot roast I never
yeah?
liked. Now as an adult I love it.
Yeah
but just like with, this is gonna be so funny, but with ribs, my mom would have to make me a whole separate rib without barbecue sauce because I did not like barbecue
so
sauce.
So you just have it
plain rib?
Rib.
Seasoned. She would season it.
Yeah. That's funny. But now you do.
I still don't really like barbecue sauce.
You know, I don't, I like barbecue sauce. I don't really care for ribs.
You don't care for ribs?
I just like they're a lot. They're doing too much.
Yeah, it's too messy.
Yeah.
It's too messy. Yeah, that's and maybe that's why I don't like it.
But they taste good.
They do.
You don't like barbecue sauce?
No.
It's not my first choice.
Yeah, but it's good. The only barbecue sauce that I like, and this is going to sound so crazy, is the McDonald's barbecue sauce.
Oh.
For the chicken nuggets.
Wait, so you don't like barbecue places, like Lucille's or something?
See, I do, but I'm not going to get no barbecue, like, chicken.
Like, you're not going to get no full baby back ribs.
Yeah, no. No.
Full stack.
Like, from a place like that, I'll get, like, something different. Obviously, with, like, mac and cheese and stuff as a side, yes, but not, like, or brisket. I like brisket, but.
Because it's not drowned.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, no, that makes sense.
Yeah.
That
makes sense. But, I was going to ask you, what's on your Christmas list? Because, or do you guys exchange gifts?
Yeah.
Like, do you guys have a set number or no? Like, just whatever.
Like, number of gifts?
Yeah.
No.
You do, you no, just whatever.
Whatever, yeah. 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 Yeah, no. We don't have a set number, but for my Christmas list, okay, I swear to you, I know every year, like, mm-hmm. people are like, even I get annoyed too, right? When okay. I ask somebody what they want, they're like, I don't know, because I'm like, bro, just say what you yeah. want. Like, stop the theatrics.
Yeah.
I seriously don't know.
Yeah.
Like, I really don't have anything in particular. Like, there's, like, maybe, I'm sure if I go to Sephora, like, I'll find something yeah. that I can get. But, you know, there's nothing that I'm like, oh, my God, I've really been wanting this.
Yeah.
You know? I don't know.
Yeah.
How about you?
Well, I don't, that, who would I give the list to?
Santa?
No, literally. I don't have, if I were to have a list, like, if I were to get myself something, I think it'd be, like, the shark hair thing, like, the Dyson oh, like hair the one. Yeah, mm-hmm. but I want to try the shark one. But, yeah, there's really nothing. And I don't, honestly, I haven't even done, like, my main shopping for, because obviously we're filming this before Christmas, but yeah. I haven't done my main shopping for Adelaide. Because I don't even know what to get her.
What kind, like, are you, like, a not, like, don't get her so many toys, like, she has
no,
enough
type but of I person? Do, I'm not gonna lie, you guys, I'm the type of mom that if my baby is so young, I don't see the point in getting her so many gifts because she doesn't even know what she she's opening.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know? And that's just the type of mom I am. But also, like, I'm kind of debating because this year she's, what, 19 months? And so, like, she'll be, like, 19 months, you know yeah. what I'm saying? And so she's turning 2 soon, so I'm like, wait, am I supposed to save the big gifts for when she turns 2? Or am right. I supposed to, you know what I'm saying?
Cause like, I feel for like, her birthday, you're saying?
Yeah, like, yeah. I feel like a birthday is bigger than Christmas, so I'm all types of confused. Anyways, I was going to have a gift for you, but you made me nervous because we usually don't do gifts, right?
Yeah,
and she's all like, I ordered yours. I'm like, what? And I literally just went to the store, and I was like, oh, she'll like this. So it's, like, literally just a teeny weeny gift, like, it's
no, but
not,
it evens it out because first of all, you guys, like she said, we are filming this prior to actual yeah. Christmas Day, and we usually film certain days. This one is a little bit earlier than usual, so I don't even have the gift yet. It's not even here, so I don't have anything to
yeah,
give you.
Yeah, but you're making me nervous because you ordered something.
I'm so excited.
Yeah,
though.
See, now
it's
I'm nervous.
Like, so exciting.
Because I'm like, no, I literally would just, and I didn't even know this, mind you. I was just in the store, and I'm like, ooh, she'll like this. And then I text her, I'm like, hey, just so you know, like, I'm going to
no,
get-
I wasn't going to tell you until you said that.
Yeah. I was like, hey. I'm like, wow, well, my gift is nothing. But I'm going to give it to you anyways.
I'm excited. Okay, guys, can we just really quick talk about the, like, awkwardness of opening gifts in front of people? Like, I seriously hate it when you have to be like, oh, my God.
I hate it.
No, you know, like, the videos of the people when they say they open a card and they, like, the money falls out and you have to pretend you don't see it? That's how it feels. Okay, let me see. Let me see. First of all, I'm like, no.
I'm not even lying.
Is this the one with the shimmer?
The shimmer?
Okay, hold on.
I was like, I really want to keep this.
Hey, producer, do you see this? Like, look at this. I thought she got me a snowboard. It was. That's creative.
Okay. No, I'm not going to lie. I was in the line. I'm like, Alyssa, don't
no,
be selfish.
I'm-
like it's Christmas.
No, I'm so excited.
Because you know why? I want the shimmer one so bad, but they don't have it in a single thing.
No, I literally just saw this on TikTok.
Yeah, so did I.
Was going crazy.
And so I saw that, and I was like, excited. That's actually so cute. And so I was like, let me just grab this because we use those.
I was going to say, and side note, we literally use same. Yeah. Yeah. He has it on her.
Yeah.
Thank you.
No, it's cute, right?
Yes. Wait, so I'm like, should I like tell her what it is and then when it gets here? Because I could tell you what it is, but you're still not going to know like what it looks like. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Or do you want to be fully surprised?
I don't know. It's whatever you want. Like, it's whatever you want.
What do you think I should do?
Producer?
Because you know, right?
Yeah.
Because you know what I'm saying? Like, she won't know what it looks like.
Right.
But.
Yeah, I mean, I'll see why
not. Okay.
A little hint.
Okay.
A hint or tell her?
No, like, well, just like what you were saying, like, tell her, but she's not going to know.
What it looks like?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So. See, but I feel like it's not the same. I don't know.
Now I'm nervous.
So, obviously, we started Unapologetic this year, right?
Yeah.
So, I thought it would be so cute. And actually, it inspired me because of today's episode. Because we were, like, running around like maniacs. Well, at least I was trying to find pajamas. So, I got us custom pajamas that say Unapologetic
on it.
And I'm so excited. Yeah. I don't even know what they look like. So hopefully they're good.
I'm like, we're wearing those. I don't care.
No, right. I'm like, otherwise, cut this part. And you didn't get shit. Yeah. So whenever they come, you guys will get to see them.
That'll be so cute. Well, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
I would have never thought of that. That's a good idea.
Yeah, Santa.
Santa. I'm like, I'm getting one gift. That's a good gift.
But speaking of Santa, mm-hmm. I have a question. Okay. So we were talking about traditions. We were talking about, you know, what we do Christmas, mm-hmm. whatever. So as far as Santa, like, when Adelaide is old enough, mm-hmm. are you going to keep the bit going, like, for as long as possible? Like, you know, I've had some people out there. I know there's somebody specific in mind, which actually you know them, that is like, no, I've never done the Santa thing with my kids because I don't believe in lying to my kids.
Okay,
Grinch. but yeah, like what is your plan?
Yeah, I'm just gonna let her, like, until she's like old enough to be like, Mom, like, I know this is, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
then
yeah.
I'm gonna keep it going.
But you're gonna keep it going as long as you can.
Yeah, which for me was the same, bro. It was literally, which I love my dad, okay, I swear, but my dad ruined it. That was when I knew
why.
Because okay, it was two instances actually. For the tooth fairy, I lost a tooth. And my dad, I was still awake, and he knew I was still awake. And he comes, and he's like, good night, sticks his hand under my pillow. I'm like, okay. And then for Santa, it was same thing with my dad. Like, my mom always made sure the Santa letters were, like, in she, I don't know, she knew how to write so many different handwritings, right?
Yeah.
So I would have never guessed it. No, my dad's handwriting was very specific cursive, okay, that you could barely read. You know, like a dad's just scribbles.
Yes, yes.
And he wrote back to me, like, trying to be Santa, and I'm like, Dad. Like, that's your handwriting.
That is so.
Yes.
Did you tell him?
I don't think so, because I didn't want him to, like, know.
Feel bad about
it. Yes. But he tried. But no, it's for sure my dad.
It was the same thing. Like, I don't know when it changed mm-hmm. for my mom. It was pretty early on, because they did start doing this to us eventually. But you know how, like, some parents will, like, do, like. No, but some parents will do, like, oh yeah, like, where they wrap the gifts, but then they leave the, like, big gifts out, like, unwrapped, so that in the morning
yes.
they come out to
I
it
like
and
that.
It's like, oh, Santa
yeah.
delivered, you know? So they did do that, however. I don't even know if my mom knows this, but she did it too late with me, because
you're already up?
No, well, it was just, like, before she started doing that with my dad.
Mm-hmm.
There was a time where she was like, you know, I was a kid, I remember, and she was like, oh, like, you know, Santa's coming, gotta go to sleep, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, you know, all the gifts were under the tree. I went to bed, and then I woke up the next morning, and it was all the same gifts under the tree. So
yeah.
I'm like, Santa didn't come. They were at least been here
since
last Tuesday.
Yeah.
You know? So, yeah, I knew very, very early on that Santa wasn't real.
Really?
But yeah, I feel the same where I'm like, when I have kids, like, I want to let it ride for as long as I possibly can.
My mom would save the gifts, like, the ones from Santa that she labeled from Santa, and she would put those out in the middle of the night.
Yes. See, that's what she did just a little too late, but it's okay. It's okay. Oh, are you going to do, like, the Elf on the Shelf
situation? To. Okay, again, you guys, I am a mom, and I see a lot of moms on TikTok, and they have a baby the same age as mine. Like, they're not two yet, and they're starting doing it. I'm like, they do not know what an Elf on the Shelf is.
The baby's like,
I'm like, really? Give me the doll. Come on now. Yeah, so no, I will do Elf on the Shelf, but I'm going to wait until she knows what it is.
Yeah.
Probably, like, 4 or 5, I think that's when I'll start. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I saw one of, like, the Kardashians. I think it was Khloe, actually, and she was like, yeah, I started with True, I think her daughter's name is, when she was, like, 4 or 5.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, yeah, because... Makes more sense.
Was so funny when my mom started doing... I never did Elf on the Shelf, or she never did it, like, at my age, but when my sister... was younger, she started doing Elf on the Shelf, and it was so funny because when she started doing it, my sister, like, fell in love with, she named it Fottle was his name, and she loved him so much that when it was time to, like, go, right, Christmas was over, so my mom, like, did a thing where it's like, Fottle, you know, he's saying goodbye.
Yeah,
she cried her eyes out. Cried her eyes out and was like, no, I don't want him to go. So my mom let her keep him, but then obviously she wasn't going to do it every single day of the year, so she very quickly found out that Fottle was not magical. But she just wanted to keep him, so
so she kept him.
No, but I think that stuff is so cute, like, you know, all of the different ideas that I see on TikTok with the Elf on the Shelf, like, people get so creative.
I think it's cute too, for sure. I never did it when I was younger, but I'll try to do it for her.
Even when I was younger too, for my sister, I would like do those videos where it's like, oh my gosh, like, look, you got a call from Santa, you know, like, trying to make her believe. Like, I always love stuff like that. Okay, should we play a game?
Yeah.
Are you ready to play a game?
Yeah.
Wait, first of all, you guys, before we play a game, we'd like to introduce what we have over here. We're sipping on. Don't mind my straw. Okay.
Me either.
But we have these cute little ornament glasses, and so today we are drinking Naughty Rudolph, I think is what it's called.
It's so good. Mm-hmm. It's so good, and I love these little cups.
Yeah, that ornament is so cute, right?
Mm-hmm.
But yes, I have a game for us to play. I'm so excited to play this with you.
Okay.
Because I think it's so funny.
I have a couple too.
Okay.
But you go first.
So this is going to be a version of, I'm not going to say the actual word, so we'll say smash, marry, unalive.
Okay.
But it's going to be Christmas edition, of course. So starting with our first one, I have cider, hot chocolate, and eggnog.
Cider, hot chocolate.
What are you smashing? What are you marrying? And what are you unaliving?
Okay. Okay. Wait, I'm so sorry. It's actually hard because I'm not going to lie. I do like all three of those.
Mm-hmm.
But let me think here. Okay. I think I'll smash eggnog.
Okay.
I'm going to marry hot chocolate. That was one of them, right?
Yeah.
And I'm going to unalive cider.
I have the exact same answer.
Do?
Yes, yeah. Yes. I don't, like, cider's cool.
Yeah, I do like cider.
But, like, barely. For
yeah.
I just don't even like apple juice, really. So, I'm like.
Really?
Yeah.
I do, but I won't, like, buy it for the week. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Like, it has to be for a reason.
Yeah.
Okay. Next one is Christmas movies.
Okay.
So, we have Elf, Home Alone, and Polar Express.
Okay.
This one is hard for me.
Oh, this is not hard for me.
No?
No.
What is it?
Okay, so I'm gonna probably smash. Wait. No, okay, I'm gonna smash Home Alone.
Okay.
I'm gonna marry Polar Express, and I'm unaliving Elf. I have never liked Elf.
Why?
I don't really like him. Who is that guy? Jim.
Will Ferrell.
Oh, yeah.
No, I get that. I'm not a big fan of him either. I think he's, I just don't like
cheesy
his humor,
almost. Like,
but I do love that movie.
You do?
I like the movie.
I don't think I've even ever watched it. Maybe like a little snippet.
Okay.
But what's yours?
So I think I definitely have to marry Home Alone because that's like the best out of them to me.
Who did I marry? Polar Express?
I think Polar Express, okay. That's hard. Okay, I think I'm going to say Smash, Elf, and Unalive Polar Express only because out of the year, like, that's the one I watched the least. Like, I can't remember the last time I watched Polar Express.
Same, but it does give me homey vibes.
No, it's good. It's good. It's definitely, like, a child favorite. Yeah. For sure.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, Christmas activities. Ice skating. I already know your answer for this. Ice skating, Christmas caroling, and Christmas lights. Like seeing Christmas lights.
Okay, ice skating, Christmas caroling. Okay, I'm unaliving Christmas caroling. Who the heck?
Have you ever done, is that real? I've never even got somebody knocking on the door being like, well,
what am I? Closing the door.
And lock.
Okay, wait. I'm going to, wait, what was the other one? Seeing Christmas lights
and ice skating.
Okay, I'm going to marry seeing Christmas lights and then smash ice skating. I like ice skating, but, like, I'd rather much, like, see Christmas lights all the time.
You're right. No, I think I have the exact same answer. However, if I could have unalived ice skating and Christmas caroling, I would.
You would.
Because, you guys, I cannot. With ice skating, I can't.
Ice skating.
I'm going to fall, and I'm like, if we do, like, expect to be in the same spot for an hour, because I can't do it.
Really? Wait, so can you rollerblade?
No.
No?
No. Like, I think that's easier for me, for sure, but still no.
Yeah.
Not my activity.
I used to love rollerblading so much to where my dad got me a pair for my birthday. Mm-hmm. Like, loved it. I don't, now mind you, I don't know how to skate. I probably can, like, the four.
Yeah, wait, is that rollerblading when it's the four, or is that the single, the just line?
The line is a blade, the four is the roller skate.
Oh, I can only roller skate.
Yeah, I can't blade. I can't roller skate.
What? But you can blade?
Yeah.
How?
See, I don't know, but I think it's because, like, I don't know, I've always had a good coordination.
I'm taking you to the rink.
I love rollerblading. See, but I also do like ice skating. The only thing I don't like about ice skating is that it's cold.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And that's the other thing that really knocks it out.
Oh my god, that is crazy.
First of all,
I'm like, how'd you get that?
FBI agent over here. But yeah, we did go ice skating
at the Cosmo
one year. Dude, and then didn't I fall once? I think I fell, or no,
did you fall? I can't. First of all, the Cosmo makes me mad,
but right, that's a different story. That's outside the Christmas episode, but we'll definitely have to tell that.
Did you fall? I don't think you fell.
I don't think I fell, but I think I held on to the rail the entire time.
Yeah
mm-hmm.
Probably.
And it's very humiliating when 5-year-olds are passing by flipping upside down when I can't even, like,
that
the rail.
That is funny.
Okay, next one is Christmas songs. Okay, so All I Want for Christmas.
Okay.
Last Christmas.
Okay.
And Mistletoe. See, this one's really hard for
Justin
me.
Justin Bieber Mistletoe?
Yes.
Ooh.
Wait. Right? Isn't that difficult?
Wait,
I need to think of my answer.
Wait, so All I Want for Christmas is Mariah Carey?
Yeah.
Like, All I Want for Christmas.
Like, that's a classic, you know?
Okay, I'm going to unalive Last Christmas. I like it, but I'm going to marry All I Want for Christmas, and I'm going to smash Mistletoe.
I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do, you guys. I love all these songs.
I know, they're all good, but you have
to
choose.
You know what? I feel like I might have to marry Mistletoe because, come on. and then I'll probably have to smash Last Christmas and Unalive All I Want for Christmas. I know, it's shocking, but I love that. Last Christmas. Come on, like, we all know
one.
It. We all love it. Like,
no, yeah. I don't know. That was hard. That was hard.
Okay, here's another one, though. Okay. This is more classic songs, okay? Jingle Bells.
Okay.
Silent Night.
Okay.
And Let It Snow.
Okay, wait. So, I'll probably marry Jingle Bells.
Me too.
Because I like that one. And then, Silent... No, I think...
Unalive.
I'm not going to lie. It's great, but I just... No. And then, yeah, what's the other one? Smash.
Let It Snow.
Yeah.
Let It Snow. Yeah. Okay, you're right. Okay, this is the last one that I have.
Okay.
Activities again.
Okay.
Gingerbread house building.
Okay.
Baking cookies or Christmas movie marathon.
Okay. I'm going to unalive a gingerbread house making because they never work. And then I'm going to marry the movie marathon and smash the cookies.
I honestly think I might have the exact same answer, but that was hard because I actually do love doing gingerbread
no,
houses.
No, I do.
It's so fun.
It's fun. Yeah. It's fun. And we should actually do that if we ever have like a Christmas theme. But it's just like.
But I do like the other ones better. Yeah. Like baking cookies. Yeah. Christmas movie. Yeah. You can't beat that.
And I loved when our work, well, not our work, but like my job that I used to work at would have like a gingerbread house making contest.
Yeah.
And that stuff is so fun.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I want to do that.
Okay. So mine's, okay, well, oh, that was my lip gloss. It escaped. Okay. So mine's kind of similar, but it's this or that.
Okay.
But it's kind of, I have some different things. Okay.
Okay.
So this or that, eggnog or hot chocolate?
Hot chocolate.
Hot chocolate. Okay.
What are you picking?
Hot chocolate.
Yeah.
Okay.
I love eggnog though.
I do too.
I'm like all the eggnog haters.
Haters? You probably had spoiled. No, I'm just kidding. give gifts or receive gifts?
Ooh, I think give gifts.
Give. I like
For
giving.
For the reason that I just like giving, like yes. I like coming up with like thoughtful gifts.
Me too.
But also, like I said before, the awkwardness
of opening.
Receiving gifts. Yeah.
Yeah. I've always said that my love language that like I show love is giving gifts because I love putting thought into gifts.
Right.
You know.
Right. Right.
Okay. Real tree or fake tree?
Fake tree.
Fake. Yeah.
How
me
about
too.
You? Yeah. The real tree, like the pine. Whatever,
the mess.
Get all of,
yeah.
You know.
Colored lights or white lights?
Oh my gosh, this is hard. This is hard. This is hard because I love a good white Christmas. Like, it's so pretty to me.
Okay.
Like, I feel like that one is the more aesthetically pleasing Christmas, mm-hmm. but the colorful Christmas gives like nostalgia. Like, it reminds me of my grandma's house.
Yeah, it reminds me of my dad's
house. Being a kid, like feeling like Christmas magic. So maybe that. Maybe the
colored
one, just because I miss being a kid.
Okay. Okay. I would choose white, but that's only because I like it now.
No, me too.
Yeah,
me
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
It's like when you're a kid, that, but
yeah,
when
yeah.
you're older, the white.
Yeah. Sure. Ham or turkey?
Ooh, that's a good one. You know, for a long time, I think I would pick ham,
but now
I think I'm choosing turkey. A good one, though. Can't be no dry turkey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I want to still choose ham.
A honey baked ham.
Yeah.
No, I don't know. That's hard.
Or brown sugar with a glaze.
Yes. Oh, yes. Yes.
I don't know.
Right.
So which one? Turkeys?
I'm going to go turkey.
Okay. Okay. This one is build a gingerbread house or make Christmas cookies.
Make Christmas cookies.
Okay. Same.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
Okay. The Grinch or the elf or elf. Whatever it is.
Ooh. You know, that's a good one. I've never been a big fan of the Grinch.
I love the Grinch. It's
you
my
do?
Favorite.
Really?
Like,
the
I
movie?
Could watch it even not Christmas.
Maybe I need a. It's been forever.
The real
ever.
One, yeah.
Yeah, no, forever, ever since I've watched it. So, right now, I'm going to say Elf.
Elf, okay. But you have to watch the Grinch.
Yeah, I will. I will.
Okay. Red or green? Just the color.
Ooh. I think green.
You think green?
Mm-hmm.
I'm choosing red.
Yeah.
I don't know why. Okay, wrap gifts or open them? Like, what do you like doing better?
Open them.
Open.
I hate wrapping gifts. You put the tape down for one damn second and it's out the window. I can't deal with it.
Okay, white elephant or Secret Santa?
Ooh. Okay, wait. Because white elephant has been like.
I don't like white elephant.
Bring a gift,
you
right?
can like
you
trade.
Can trade. Yeah, no, that's doing too much. Secret
yeah,
Santa.
I know. I'm like.
Because then when you get the good gift and somebody
takes
it, I'm like,
I'll smash. No, I'm just
right?
kidding.
Now I get the tortilla blanket. Like, no.
Secret Santa's fun.
It is.
Okay. Go ice skating or go sledding?
Sledding.
Sledding, yeah. I would choose sledding, I think. Okay, travel for the holidays or home for the holidays?
I'd love to, like, pretend that I'd pick travel for the holidays because I feel like it would be fun, like a New York Christmas.
Yeah.
But I also feel like in reality it'd be such a hassle.
Okay.
Right? So
yeah.
maybe home. And you like, with your family, too.
Yeah. I would choose home, too, but I'm not opposed to
yeah,
traveling
like,
for
I would
holidays.
Like to
yeah.
sometime.
Yeah. Okay, last one is Christmas Eve or Christmas Day?
Ooh, that's hard. because before I would have picked Christmas Eve, like, when we had the holiday party every year.
Yeah.
It was just so much fun. But I guess now I'd pick Christmas Day.
You would?
Yeah. I don't know, though. There's
I don't
something,
know
like, nice about
Christmas Eve
at night. You're watching the movies.
I know.
You wake up to...
Yeah.
Maybe Christmas Eve.
I know. It's
Because you
so
know what?
Hard.
Christmas Day is so, cool, like, nice. Like, family, you know, the gift exchange, whatever. But it also passes by so fast.
The Christmas Day?
Like,
yeah.
Yes. Like, it's like, dang.
I know. I want to choose Christmas Eve too.
Like, but you get to bask in it a little
bit more, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. It may change, but I think I'm going to, I think Christmas Eve.
I think too. Yeah. I think so too.
Okay, that was it. But now, wait, do you want to go with your next game? Or you want
Well, no, actually, I don't even have the next game. I actually have a this or that, so I was going to check to see if there's any different
that I didn't that I do? Had.
Yeah. Okay. Which, honestly, I think you have all of them.
All of them?
Yeah.
Okay, I have another game. And it's like emoji Pictionary.
Ooh, okay.
So you have to guess it, okay? So there's two that are just like Christmas like themes. Okay. Like, and then
wait, you know the answers already?
Yeah.
Oh.
And then there's two that are songs, and then two that are movies.
Okay.
Okay.
So what's first? Themes?
Yeah. Okay. Just random. Okay. Wait.
If I didn't get that, I would feel like an idiot. Rudolph the Red Nose?
Yeah.
Okay,
songs.
Rocking Around the Country. Silent. <Yeah. laughs>
Okay, movies.
Polar Express. Yeah. Home Alone.
Yeah. Pretty good. I made those up.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. How
yeah.
funny.
I had to get some ideas. Like the Rocking Around the Christmas Tree. I was like, how do I, but I like saw
that. Yeah, yeah, no, that was good.
Yeah.
I thought that was like you pulled that from somewhere.
Yeah, but the other ones I made up, but they're pretty easy, right?
Yeah.
I actually like that, like actual charades, I like that game. Or like what's
the Heads
called?
Up?
Yes. I love Heads Up. It's so
you're
fun.
Playing that in like the Disneyland line.
Yeah.
I'm trying to see if there was anything else that I had.
I have one. So. Another one. I have to zoom in though because okay. Let me see where to go. Okay. Ooh, we need a timer though.
Okay. Wait, I have one.
Okay.
Okay. Start now.
Okay, we'll do five.
Okay.
Okay, ready?
Yep, ready, set, go.
What's another name for Santa?
Oh, Saint Nick.
Okay. Name something you need to wrap a Christmas gift.
Wrapping paper.
Okay. Name a type of pie you might see at Thanksgiving dinner.
Thanksgiving pumpkin.
Okay. Name a green food eaten during Thanksgiving dinner.
Green? Salad?
Name a way to greet someone at Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Okay. Okay. Okay, so Merry Christmas, you got the full points. That was 50
okay,
for Merry
okay.
Christmas. Okay. Mm-hmm. Add it up here.
Okay.
And then name a green food. Salad was 14. The top was green beans.
Oh, what the hell?
But salad was there. It wasn't the last one.
What points? How many?
14.
Oh, okay, okay.
Okay. For the pies, pumpkin is number one, so 50.
Okay.
And then wrapping paper was also number one, so 50.
Okay.
And then another name for Santa, number two was Saint Nick, so 28.
What the fuck was number one?
Father Christmas.
Be so for real right now. Who is calling Santa Father Christmas? I've never heard that in my life.
Neither would I, but it says number one.
That is Father Christmas. Okay, so that's 192.
Okay.
Okay. That's okay. Some points up there. That's the good. Salad one has me crying.
Here, I didn't even read the other ones, but you can like zoom in. I had to zoom in on this crap.
Oh, okay.
And I'll go.
Okay. Ready?
I need a timer.
Let me reset.
Okay. Oh gosh, I feel like I'm gonna suck.
Okay. Ready?
Yeah.
Okay, ready, set, go. Finish the phrase. All I need to have a Merry Christmas is...
You?
Name some... Oh no, that's one you did. Instead of money, what might Santa give his reindeer as pay?
Carrots.
Okay. If Santa was going out of business, name something that might be up for sale.
His sleigh.
name a food you eat at Christmas but not during the rest of the year.
Wait. Cookies? No, I eat cookies all the time. Wait. Scratch that. Ham? Okay, let's do ham.
Finish the phrase turkey blank.
Turkey bird? I don't know.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Here, wait.
Calculator?
Yeah.
Okay.
So So the first one was finish the phrase. All I need to have a Merry Christmas is, and you said you. That was the top answer. Oh, 46
okay.
points.
Okay.
Instead of money, what might Santa give his reindeer as pay? You said carrots. Top. That's 44.
Okay.
If Santa was going out of business, he would sell his sleigh. That was top.
Okay.
I think that's 48.
Okay.
Name a food you eat at Christmas but not during the rest of the year. Wait, what did you say?
Ham.
Ham is not on the board.
What is the answer?
The top answer was turkey. The next one I can't read. The next one was candy canes, Brussels sprouts.
Who eats candy canes?
Fruit cake and gingerbread.
You're chopping on candy canes?
And the last one was finish the phrase. You said bird.
Not on the board.
Not on the board. Leg day, dinner, breast, sandwich.
Bro, 138.
Turkey bird is hilarious.
Oh my gosh. That is funny.
No, that was a good one. That was a good little,
right?
Little game.
I like Family Feud. Like playing that is so fun.
Wait, dang it. I was going to ask you something about Christmas and I forgot.
You were?
Oh no, I remember.
Okay,
which maybe I should have asked this earlier. This when whole we were time, talking about this was like, okay, anyways, you. But I should have asked you this earlier when we were talking about gifts, but I forgot. But what is the best gift that you've ever received, or like your favorite gift you've ever received
for Christmas?
Yeah.
Oh gosh. Let me think. Oh my gosh, I can't even think. Probably something my mom got me, like. Oh gosh. I don't know. Yeah, maybe something my mom got me, like.
Like along the lines of what?
I would say like maybe a perfume that I really wanted Versace perfume when I was younger and she got me that.
Mm.
So maybe that was a really good gift. That's like all I can think of.
I know, that's a really hard question for me too. I'm like trying to like maybe like when I got like my Nintendo DS or something, like something I was like super excited
right
to get.
Something like when I was younger for sure.
Yeah, right, because as you get older it's just like, I mean, they're still just as good of gifts, but you know when you're younger is when it's like so much cooler. But how about like, do you remember a bad gift or like the worst gift you've ever received?
Let me think. Oh gosh. No, I can't even think. Wait. No. Dude, I'll never forget, though, this one Christmas. I think it was, like, last Christmas.
I gave you
that I celebrated with my dad, for real. Like, before, I think. I don't know. I just remember this Christmas. Like, I was younger. I was still in high school. And I remember my dad. My mom always did good, right? But I remember this specific Christmas. My dad did so good. Like, he got me the Hollister or Abercrombie jeans, whatever ones like we always wanted, right?
Yeah.
And then this like fuzzy set, like the shorts. It was like a pajama set, but it was like a white fuzzy set.
Mm.
And I was like, who did your shopping?
No, right.
Yeah.
Like, who helped you? Because I know you didn't do this.
Yourself. But I don't think there's ever been like a bad gift that I received. I don't think. Have you?
I wouldn't say bad, like where it's like negative, but one like, I guess, funny gift that I got one year is one time my grandma got me, didn't wrap it, rightfully so, in a grocery bag. She got me 3 boxes of Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Stop. That is,
and you know,
funny.
What's funny about it? I asked for it.
You did?
Yes. When I was
that
younger,
would be me. Like,
she talked about it every year. Like when I was growing up, she's like, remember that year? Like I got you Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Like she was so disappointed. And I'm like, no, I wanted it.
Yeah.
Like I was so happy when I received it. I was like, this is my favorite cereal. Hello.
What about a gift, like a best gift that you've given somebody?
That's hard. One that I feel like was like good because it was thoughtful was, again, for my grandma. So my grandma has 3 kids, so my dad and then my aunt, but she also, her oldest child was, his name was Dean, but he passed away like really young.
Okay.
And so forever, like, she would always ask me like, can you, like, not even to do what I did, but can you like make a picture and like edit him into like a family picture, so it's like one family picture we have together, because I didn't really have any. So I was able to do it, and then when that same year, later that year, I like got it actually printed. Oh, so it looked like an nice. Actual yeah, and yeah. She was really happy about it. So I think that was one of my top gifts yeah. I've given, like as far as reactions.
Yeah. So, yeah. Yeah.
How that's about you? Nice.
I don't know. I'm really good at gift giving, I feel like. But like, okay, this wasn't really for Christmas, but when my mom passed away, I like put certain things of her stuff, like one piece of jewelry, one piece of like a shirt or whatever, and gave it to like each of her sisters. But I'm not gonna lie, some of them like literally, like one of the ones that I really thought was gonna like want that gift or whatever just gave it to my grandma. So I was like, and my grandma got stuff, so that's why I was just like, okay, like that's weird, like you were super like close.
She didn't want it.
Yeah, I don't know. It was weird, but I feel like I put a lot of thought into that.
Yeah,
but like regular gifts besides that, like I've gotten like snowboards and stuff. I've even gotten myself a snowboard that same year. I don't know where it's at though. I might be gone.
I might be gone. Shoot, that's true. I'm trying to think of like a regular gift.
Good yeah day.
I'm like, what have I gotten you? That's good.
I know, like
producer.
We like UGG slippers, like men's UGG slippers.
Ooh, those are.
I don't even want to talk about actually what I've gotten men because it's embarrassing.
What have I gotten you? Yeah. That's good. What was your favorite gift you've ever received from me?
Everything. Aww, dear.
No, pick one.
Oh. Okay. Clip it. No, <I'm> just
give me a real gift. No, aww. I don't know. I'm trying to think of something regular that was good. I mean, if I can't think of anything thoughtful on my own, mm-hmm. I usually just get exactly what they ask for.
Yeah.
You know, like whatever was on their list.
Yeah. Yeah. I always like thinking of stuff that like I feel like they wouldn't even freaking think of, but I feel like they
yeah,
need it.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, you know, kind of outside the box.
Yes,
in a way.
I like that.
Like
sometimes.
That's actually one of the best gifts to mm-hmm. ever receive is gifts that like you want but like you don't want to get it on your
yeah.
own, like it's a hassle to get yourself yes. and then you get it and you're like, oh my god, now
yes.
I don't have to go out and get
yeah.
this, like. And that's what it's funny too, because my mom has always been like a really good gift giver, mm-hmm. like I've always appreciated every gift that she's gotten me for Christmas. But one thing that was different is my mom is very like, she's gonna get like the big things on my mm-hmm. list, right? Like the UGG slippers,
yes.
the jacket, the you know, whatever that case may be. But I'm like, there's something so nice about like my grandma when I was younger too, that would just get like the little like candy cane with the candy,
yeah,
or like the storybook. You know
I
what
love
I mean?
Those.
Like
wait,
just
I didn't
the
like
little
the way
cutesy
I just said
stuff.
Yeah, just now. I was so excited, but yeah, no, I like that stuff.
Yeah,
like little
like
gifts
just
like
the
that.
Cute stuff.
You know, what I was gonna ask you is like, did you like your stocking stuffers? Like, did you?
So okay, that is something
what?
I never really did stockings.
Really?
Yeah, I don't. I think like my mom does it now, like
yeah.
with my sisters. But when I was younger,
you didn't. I was always so excited for my stocking because my mom would always put things like for everything, right? Like she'd put gum for school.
I'd
be like, oh my gosh, yeah. So it'd be like gum, mascara for school, because in high school we always wore mascara.
Yeah.
Like a bunch of little stuff, like makeup stuff, like little stuff. And then like when we were with my stepdad for a little bit, he would always do gift cards. So then I'd be like, you know, 15, 16, and I'd have like gift cards to every single place
right.
you can think of. Like it was the coolest
yes.
thing ever. Stockings are fun.
Yeah. No,
yeah.
I love them. I'll definitely be incorporating stockings.
Yeah, stockings.
Too. Like they're cute.
Yeah.
But first of all, can we talk about how now stocking stuffers, like, you know, stocking stuffers is going to be supposed to be stuff like
yeah.
that. Little $2-$3 stocking.
They're like
nowadays,
Cartier ring.
Yeah,
I'm like, okay.
Laneige lip mask, $25. I'm like, oh, okay.
No, for real. Like,
it's gotten
what?
Bougie.
No,
know?
Yeah, I do like the whole stockings thing. But you know what's funny is I got Adelaide's dad Uggs for his like first, because he never celebrated Christmas before he
really?
Yeah. And so I got him Uggs, I think, for his first Christmas. But it was so funny because it's just ironic because he was like, I'm not gonna wear Uggs, like I'm a guy. It was like Ugg slippers.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, they were like his favorite freaking shoe afterwards. And now his brother too wears them. I'm like, okay, so
that's hilarious.
Yeah, it was just funny because
no, I'm like, Uggs are in even for the guys. Well, I
yeah.
think they were a lot bigger last year, but just
yeah.
in general,
Uggs are
like last year the Ugg slippers they were hard to get. Okay,
no,
they
yes.
were sold out everywhere.
Yes, I'm actually mad at myself because okay, this was a little bit like ungrateful. I'm not gonna lie, but like when I moved out of my old house, like. I had like Uggs that were under my bed, and I had white ones, the white ones of like
yeah.
the I think they're called Tasman or whatever.
Yeah.
But they were under my, like I wore them so much, like I definitely got my use out of them. But when I moved, I like found them under my bed because it was summer and I haven't worn them in a long time, and I threw them away. I know. I should have just washed them.
Wait, why? Oh, because they were dirty. Mm-hmm.
They were like, and there's like certain times where I'm like I'm not like, and then I think about, see, this is my problem, because then when I think about washing shoes,
right,
then I have to clean my washer. Yeah, mm-hmm. No. So I was just like, but I don't know why I did that. Because they're expensive.
Like, you better hose them down next
time. I know. And put them outside. Yeah, exactly.
No, but like, walk by, like, the guys at the mall that are like, oh.
I know. Like, I'm like, yeah.
They're so excited they finally got
a customer. I know. They're like, so you want to buy it? I'm like, no.
No, but thank you. Do the other one.
Okay, but that was our Christmas episode, you guys. That's all we have for you. I mean, we played games. We wanted to make it fun, you know, just casual.
Chill.
Yeah.
On this Christmas morning. I don't know if you guys are... what, like,
shoot if we post gifts, yeah.
Maybe they're playing with your gifts by now. Remember, that would always be so fun.
Yeah, like, you get to play figuring with all out your gifts. Oh my gosh,
whatever you guys are doing, we hope you guys have a Merry Christmas. Thanks so much for spending your time with us on a special holiday like today.
Yes, and happy holidays, if for whatever holiday other than Christmas
that you
know
celebrate.
Yes. So don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe. And what? Tune into the next episode.
We'll see you guys next time. Merry Christmas.
Bye. Thanks for watching.
Happy holidays.
Bye. Bye.